Today on the Sheret, you can hear Devamrita Maharaj's commentary to our parikrama. Yesterday was beautiful weather. It was really hot, very much to my liking. And then in the afternoon it started getting cold. By nighttime, it was hailing. And this morning is really quite cool. I just finished firing up the furnace, which is pretty unusual, heating in mid-June, but I guess nothing should be come as a surprise in this day. Anyway, we went out again to Vrindavan, in that area of Vrindavan, close to Chatikar, where Krishna, Balaram, and the cowherd boys in their youth would go out and tend the cows. And we went to those pastime places that are particularly related to one pastime, and that is the pastime of the Brahmanam Vimohala Lila, or the bewilderment of Lord Brahma. There's a whole series of pastime places, and well, since you're not physically there, I don't have to make explanations for the lack of chronology in the geographical layout of the places. The first place, and of course you know that how this pastime took place, is that Lord Brahma got news in Brahmaloka. News came up to him that Supreme Lord had appeared on the earth planet in Vrindavan. And interestingly enough, he was manifesting his pastimes there as a cowherd boy, tending cows, playing with others, having taken birth in what appeared to be a low-caste family, Vaishyas. And that was already hard enough for Brahma to believe, but his curiosity aroused. He decided that he would come and see, all right, what's going on over here. So he came to a place which is, and all these pastimes take place in the part of the Jamuna in New Brajadam, which is underground, or which is not readily visible. Our Jamuna starts from a series of springs, and these pastimes, and then it flows in a south-north direction. And this place is further south of the springs, so it's not visible except for when there's rain, and then right in the junction of Krishna's pastime places, which is to the east, and Balaram's, which is to the west, then right in the crook of the valley, Jamuna Devi then flows when there is rain. Otherwise, she's not visible. Anyhow, these pastimes all take place there. Very nice, picturesque area. So the first place of interest is called Parikrama. Not Parikrama, but Parikrama. And this was the place where Lord Brahma landed. And here he saw at a distance Krishna and Balaram with the cowherd boys sitting beneath some trees and having lunch. And that pastime place is further north upstream, and it's called Unai. So from here to there he saw that, and Krishna was sitting in the center and all the cowherd boys were seated around. And still all the cowherd boys thought that, oh, Krishna's actually with me. Krishna's with me. Just as in the same way Krishna was dancing with Srimati Radharani in the Rasa dance, but all the other gopis thought that Krishna was actually besides me. So when he saw them, then he was amazed, because he saw Krishna's extraordinary beauty and the character, but then he saw this very strange behavior that these coward boys, they were really unruly and undisciplined in their behavior, and when they were eating, they were taking food from Krishna's plate and sticking it in their mouths. They were taking with the same hand, unwashed hand, food from their plate and sticking it into Krishna's mouths and laughing and joking. This was all very muchi for the Supreme Brahmana. from who's the source of all Brahmins and Brahminical culture. And he thought, how can the Supreme Lord have such uncouth habits like this, and laughing and joking and playing? This isn't the way you're supposed to be honoring food. You're supposed to be very serious and meditating on the nature of prasadam. So he then decided here at Parikama, I'm going to test whether this is actually the Supreme Lord, or whether this is some kind of misinformation or misunderstanding, and people have simply just misconstrued some mystic powers that this little boy is exhibiting for the unlimited mystic power of the Supreme Lord. And a little further north of Unai is a very beautiful little forest. It's called Vatsavan, and the calves all wandered over there, attracted by the grasses. The grasses here are also very luscious because all the water drainage goes down there, so the grasses are high and sweet, just as they are by the bank of the Jamuna. And cowherd boys became alarmed. Ooh, all of our calves have disappeared. But Krishna didn't want the cowherd boys to stop eating lunch. So he said, listen, don't worry. You just continue eating, and I'll go find the calves. So Krishna went looking for the calves, but the calves had been kidnapped by Brahma. And when he couldn't find the calves, he came back and he saw that where he had been sitting with the cowherd boys, there was nothing. The plates were there, the food was there, half-eaten food, and all the cowherd boys were just all gone, all disappeared. So, of course, we know what happened at that time. And what did happen was that Brahma had hidden the calves and the cowherd boys for some time. Of course, that meant that Krishna just couldn't go back home at the end of the day without his friends and his calves. So he then expanded himself into all of these forms. And he was aware of what Brahma had done, but he wanted to chasten him a little and give him a little taste of his own opulence, namely Krishna's own transcendental opulence and mystic power. Now, interestingly enough, while these forms of the Lord were expanded, different purposes were achieved. The first is that all the calves, all the cows, and all the older gopis of Vrindavan had this real secret heart's desire to have Krishna as their own child. And so Krishna fulfilled that desire. The cows were able to love their calves, which were actually Krishna, so they were able to love Krishna. And the older gopis, they were able to have Krishna. They looked like their sons, but he felt like Krishna. Their sons felt like Krishna, and therefore the love for Krishna increased, the love for their own children increased. And in this way, Ananda Mudivadanam Patipadam Puramrita Shvadanam, the love of Vrindavan also just increased exponentially in time. Another thing that happened was that during this period of time, the young gopis were married to the gopas, to the cowherd boys. So what did that mean? That means that actually the gopis were married to Krishna. So this certain people who, self-righteous people who levy this argument that Krishna is has illicit relationships with the gopis and his parakiras. But in truth, actually, the cowherd boys were in the cave where Brahma had put them to sleep, and the gopis were actually had been all married to Krishna. So no impropriety in Krishna's lila, and later the rasa lila that takes place. Anyhow, Brahma, at the end of his little brief period of time, which was a year of our time, came back to see, well, how did Krishna react? And so he just saw Krishna again sitting with the cowherd boys, and nearby the calves were grazing. And he couldn't understand what's going on. He went back to his cave, but he saw that actually the same calves and same cowherd boys were still there. Again he came back, and he saw cowherd boys enjoying themselves as before. So he was standing now, not previously where he was at Parikana, but a little further east of Unai, in a place called Say. And so he was bewildered. He didn't understand which are which. And he said, A, Say, Say, A. He said, A. You say, are these, in other words, are the ones in sitting with Krishna, are those the originals, the one in the cave, or are they the originals? Are the one in the cave the originals, or the one, are these those, are those these? Now he was completely bewildered. And then, of course, then Krishna manifests to him the different Narayan forms, from the cows, from the cowherd boys, and Brahma became so overwhelmed with Krishna's mystic potency, because out of these Narayan forms came other Brahmas and Shivas and Vishnus and universes, and it was just all unlimitedly expanding, much more than the universal form that Arjuna saw, and it was too much. And then Brahma sort of backed off and took a respectful distance to Krishna to the last place, which is called Chomuha. And at this place, Chomuha, Brahma begged forgiveness from Krishna for his offense. And he also offered very beautiful prayers. And these prayers are really quite notable because Srila Prabhupada stopped his commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam when he reached them. And then Brahma offered prayers to Lord Krishna, and understood how insignificant he was in comparison to the Lord. So these are the pastime places that we visited today. And